10 regions of New York State each have a regional control room that reviews the infection, testing, and hospitalization rates of the coronavirus daily, so action can be taken if positive cases increase significantly. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Central New York's control room is monitoring the situation as the region starts reopening.
The Central New York Control Room is made up of 9 members, including Paul Hyder, the chair of the Cortland County Legislature. He says the group has been holding daily conference calls, and they've received some clarity on businesses allowed to reopen, like eye doctors and surgery centers. Dentists can only open under urgent situations. Religious services and malls are being reviewed. But there are still a lot of gray areas, and Hyder believes he can act with some discretion. Last week, a carpet installer asked him if he was allowed to reopen. Hyder says to him that would fall under finishing construction and can open in phase one.
If a business fits in a gray area and they're following the guidelines, going in and affirming, if they can fit in there, I'm going to allow them to open.
The former Syracuse mayor, now Thruway executive director, Matt Driscoll, is among the other members of the regional control room, as is the current Syracuse mayor, 2 members of the local regional economic development council, leaders from Oswego, Cayuga, and Madison counties, and Onondaga County executive Ryan McMahon. McMahon says the group gives them the ability to work together in real time and look at the data for the 5-county region.
You can make better decisions by communicating with each other and understanding the different perspectives.
If there is a spike in positive cases or hospitalizations in Madison or Onondaga County, it's something the control room will discuss.
It's not a 911 bell. It's a moment in time. Okay, let's track this for the next 2-3 days and then see if it gets back to normal.
As long as the numbers stay within reason, the region could go into phase 2, which includes hairstylists, real estate, and rental leasing, by the end of next week. And at some point after the 4 reopening phases, McMahon says the local control room may shift its focus to economic recovery. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.